we're in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Ches, and we're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel Dalin and Hey. Shama Tesha Tkios Mitisha Bnei Adam. You heard nine sounds from nine different people. Shetaku Kulam Ki Echad. They simultaneously blew. You have nine people. Six of them are blowing Tkia. Three of them are blowing Trua. You want to be Yotza Tkia, Trua, Tkia three times with one listening. Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. She'en kam pshuta lefanel, pshuta l'achreel. You don't have a Tkia and then a Trua and then a Tkia. It's all at the same time. Hago, v'mshnayim taku ke'echad kol ha'seder. What happens if two people blow Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia? Tkia, Trua, Tkia. At the same time. We say that even though they're blowing simultaneously, here you have a tkiya lefonel and a tkiya lachrel. It's unlike the first case where you had everything bevasachas. You didn't have a trua that was preceded and followed by a tkiya. Here it was preceded and followed by a tkiya. It's just that you want to be yotza two starim by hearing the two starim simultaneously. There you could be yotza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, in the case where one person blew, or where nine people blew nine different kolas at the same time, are you Yotza one? So he brings a machlokas, and he says that you should even hear that one over again. He also says that if someone made a bracha, heard all the kolas together, he doesn't have to make another bracha as long as he hears the right thing afterwards. Now, furthermore, we see here in the Ramah, that in shofar we don't say trei koli lo mishtamoi, that you can't hear two sounds simultaneously. Our problem when you hear all nine simultaneously is that there's no tkiya lefanel and tkiya laachrel. There's a chronology. The problem is the order. The problem is not that you can't hear them all. In the second case, you heard two starim simultaneously. So there was a tkiya lefanel and a tkiya laachrel. Are you yotza or not? So you're yotza, but are you yotza one or are you yotza two? Some hold the trei kol lo mishtamoi means that I can focus on one of the two sounds, but I have to focus on one. I can't focus on both. Others say that you can focus on both. So we have a machlokis if you are a yotza two starim or yotza just one seder if you have more than one person blowing. Sif dalid hayazet sarach pshuta rishona v'zet sarach pshuta achrona tkiya achas motziya eshneya. A baltokeya blows one tkiya. One person was missing the first tkiya, the other person was missing the last tkiya. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to designate which tkiya this is. As long as it's a tkiya, the halacha is that you're yotza. But you couldn't break one tkiya into half and say, I want one of it to be the end of this and one to be the beginning of the next. There is a daya that since both of them are tkiya of chiyuv, meaning it's not like you blew half of it at a time that you were potter, but you were chayiv from beginning to end, that you can split it in half. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah just brings the daya to let us know that it exists. Which brings us to Sif Hey. Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, same token B'Shofar. There's no Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos. This is a gzeira that you'll carry it to a baki to teach you how to blow. Hagav V'Osel L'Taltalim Lo L'Tzara Gufo Makomo. And it's also Muktz, it's a klisha malachto le'isur. It's only Mutal L'Tzara Gufo Makomo. What does Gufo mean? You want to, for example, carry water in it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only on Shabbos. On Yontiv, it's Huktzah L'Mitzvah, so, and you couldn't carry water in your shofar, you could only use it for tkiyas.